Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. A drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know every
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Back in 2022, PNB Rock was beginning to get his career on track. After settling in LA with his baby mama, the rapper was looking to bring himself back to the level of prominence he was at back at the height of his fame. Unfortunately, it seems as if the combination of his name recognition and the wealth he openly displayed eventually became a recipe for disaster that ultimately set the stage for his tragic fate on the floor of a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Los Angeles. But while the reports initially claimed that the people who took his life were simply trying to rob him after discovering his whereabouts, new evidence and details have emerged that show there's much more to the story than what we previously thought. And these are the last 24 hours of PNB Rock. Although he grew up in Philly and even took his stage name from the two German streets that raised him in Pastorius and Baint, the rapper whose real name is Rakim Allen settled in LA 2 years prior to the issue that would soon take his life. While he was there, he spent most of his time around his daughter and baby mother Stephanie Siebenhuang. Beyond that, he was focused on rebuilding his career, aspiring to once again reach the heights that he did on tracks such as Selfish. Over time, Rock started settling into the Cali lifestyle, but he wasn't naive. He knew a city ran by Crips and Bloods for years wasn't exactly the safest place for a young rapper rocking jewelry and cash. At first, he was taken aback by how bold and open they were about their criminal behavior, especially compared to what he grew up around.
Where I'm from, we like sneaky criminals. Like, in LA, it's like they bold. It's like they want you to know. They want to spark a conversation with you first before they get into some shit. Some of them might just go crazy.
In that same interview with Academics, which went live just 2 years before his death, he discussed an altercation that he had on Fairfax of all places.
This one, like, we outside, we on Fairfax. I'm like, man, you know, I already peed the blitz. We
out. Gangsters out there on Fairfax?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm on Fairfax right now. So I'm like, man, we out of here. You feel me? Like, we gone. My girl, like, no, we ain't. I'm like, I'm just going off of the vibes. Like, we out.
Is she peeping the energy? Because I'm coming to you on point.
Yeah, she ain't peeping. We drive probably like 2 blocks in the street. She thinking this shit a game. She pull over somewhere else. Like, oh, I wanted to go to this door right here. And then in a mix of me, like, telling her, like, where the park at, it's like, somebody just came fast as shit and took the parking spot, like, the same spot that we...
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, they must have been following me or something, bro. How the fuck this car get behind me this fast? Like, I ain't even look. I look back, and that shit was there quick as shit. And then when I walked past, like, the car bombed out. Like, this shit tended to the max.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But despite all the danger that surrounded him all his life, PNB had miraculously managed to avoid getting held up. Still, he was well aware that he had to move correctly if he wanted to keep things that way.
No, I never got robbed, ever in my life. I done seen people die, I done been around people that die, but when that shit hit your crib, it's like, you know, like, all right, no, this shit real life, you feel me? Like, anybody can die. The last person that you expected could die.
It doesn't make you nervous, though, like.
Oh, it make me just alert. But I still be on some shit, like, even out the country, I be feeling like it's niggas like that out here, too.
In this sense, he acknowledged his visibility and accessibility to the public, noting that he must remain aware of that if he was going to be safe.
Label just put me in certain places that I didn't know about. You know what I'm saying? They just let me meet people that I would have never met. Outside of that, I was a ground worker, you feel me? Like, I'm on the ground, I'm touching the people, you feel me? Like, I'm really, like, out here in the clubs, in the streets. You could see me, you could feel me, you feel me? I wasn't one of them type of people, and I'm still like that. That's where I be saying, like, I got me half of sometimes remember, like, nigga, you famous, you feel me? Like, you gotta move a little different. But that just come down to that.
Because of his fame and the flashy lifestyle that came with it, PNB had to be on his guard. But that wasn't the case the night before tragedy struck. That evening, he was at his close friend and fellow MC T Grizzly's engagement party. A chance to celebrate a longtime ally and previous collaborator, PNB and Stephanie enjoyed a night out away from the prying eyes of the public. And at that event, everyone was
at Emory University. We believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Flexing their jewelry.
Plain James, bust offs. He's been, hey, at least 60 and up, everybody in this bitch.
Now, what should have been a night for joy for everyone involved is now overshadowed by sadness. Because for T Grizzly and everyone in attendance, it would be the last time they would ever see PNB again.
Talk about losing PNB Rock, who was somebody who you were close with.
Man, that was fucked up, bro. That was hard. Feel like you lost a genuine friend. Feel like I lost a genuine friend and shit. And genuine friends in this business is hard to come by.
Yep.
You know, so that was tough for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like you were with him the day before, maybe?
At the engagement party, yeah.
Still, it's clear that Rock's last night with his friends was a highly enjoyable time. Shortly after Rock's passing, Grizzly revealed in another interview that PNB was lit that night.
Long live PNB Rock, man.
Yeah, for sure.
What was y'all last conversation?
Our last conversation, he was telling me, like, man, I'm happy ain't nobody see me sneak off and throw up.
Because I was just kicking it.
Yeah, like, yeah. He was at an engagement party, like, super drunk. And he don't drink like that. Like, he a lightweight. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, to him, like, he probably was, like, 8 shots in. Went to the bathroom, threw it all up. And he was just telling me, you like, man, I had so much fun, though. Like, I ain't got no hangover. You know what I'm saying?
The next day, PNB and his girlfriend headed out to run some errands. But he faithfully did so while wearing a lot of his jewels. When he was initially moving to LA, his lawyer warned him that he should keep himself looking pretty incognito. Avoid sharing a specific location until you've left, and never post your current location. When you have jewelry, you are a target. This wasn't just the advice of an attorney, but the sort of wisdom he could get directly from the streets. After his passing, Ice-T shared a similar sentiment on Twitter, reflecting on how dangerous it can be to move carelessly in his city. If you notice, LA rappers don't wear a lot of jewelry. Me, Snoop, Cube, Game, Kendrick, the list goes on. It's not because we're broke. LA is just a dangerous place, rapper or not. And speaking of the Game, he seemed to know exactly how precarious a rapper's life was out in the city. Because years before PNB's life would be cut tragically short, he outlined a situation that was very, very similar to what happened to him on a 2007 track entitled Murder, where he spit, "When you eat at Roscoe's, watch out for the chain snatchers. Take it off slow, or you might get killed. If the Grape Street Crips don't catch you, the Rollin' 60s will." Still, for whatever reason, Rock didn't really get the memo. And others had tried to intervene in the past. According to WAC 100, he had previously looked out for him when Rock was moving recklessly in New Mexico.
I know PNB was just with us in New Mexico at Albuquerque at a show. You know what the f*** he did to me? He walks in our dressing room, all this jewelry, where your security? He told me God got me. You know what I did? Took my security guard named Pet Bull off of Blueface and put him on him. You know why? PNB would have got robbed and rushed over there. Who they was going to blame? Who you think they would have blamed?
You.
That's a fact.
Even when WAC took this preventative step, PNB still believed that he had the world on his side.
You can't run around like this. Now, if PNB would have been in that Roscoe's with none of that jewelry, they probably would have asked him to take a picture. If he would have gave it up, he'd still be here.
So you're saying that the PNB Rock didn't want to give up his jewelry?
Definitely didn't. He was hesitating. You in the jungle of Los Angeles County. They ain't playing. Them niggas got a 35-second window. Either you gonna give it to them willingly, or they gonna take it they best way they can.
But in September of 2022, his luck unfortunately ran out, and the news brought hip-hop to a standstill.
There's a rapper named PNB Rock, and he had a lot of devoted fans. One of them spoke to us here at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle this morning, and he says he is heartbroken.
He was unique. He had a specific, his tone of voice was just, something you never heard before. And he talked about, like, the struggle.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It was 1:16 p.m. on September 12 when the assailant emerged through the doors of Roscoe's. After a brief commotion where Rock tried to retrieve his gun from his jeans, PMB was killed right in front of his girlfriend. All the while, the restaurant's unarmed security guard fled the scene, leaving Rock to fend for himself. In the scuffle, he was shot in the chest and back, and when cops arrived 10 minutes later, they tried their best to revive him, but sadly, he passed away. In the immediate aftermath, hip-hop was shocked and horrified. Meanwhile, the cops began to piece together a motive, and it all came back to the haul of jewelry he had on him.
He had two watches, several chains, rings on his fingers, and these are not just costume jewelry. Chains that, you know, do gain attention.
After he told WAC that he had it covered, this was the same rhetoric that he gave his girlfriend Stephanie. This time, however, it all came crashing down. And by the time they waited 40 minutes to get their food, everything had already started to unravel. Understandably, Stephanie would have been traumatized by what she saw, and as the news of the crime spread, the initial narrative didn't help. Because rather than blame the people who are responsible, a lot of the chatter around the killing seemed to center on her IG post, which showed that they were at Roscoe's. Even the cops didn't help, with Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore declaring that he was telling his family with his girlfriend or some kind of friend of his, and as they were there, he was brutally attacked by an individual who apparently came to the location after a social media posting. Then, rappers weighed in too, with many of them suggesting that the blame was on her head. Specifically, Kodak Black took it to the extreme, claiming that hoe might as well off herself. Nicki Minaj added to this perception that Stephanie was to blame, telling her millions of barbs that, after Pop Smoke, there's no way we as rappers or our loved ones are still posting locations to our whereabouts. To show waffles and some fried chicken? He was such a pleasure to work with. Condolences to his mom and family. This makes me feel so sick. Jesus. Hashtag PMB Rock. But it wasn't exactly unanimous, with rappers such as Nicki's rival, Cardi B, coming to Stephanie's aid. I highly doubt they were looking at PMB's baby mom's IG. He was in a bad location, and people stay outside plotting. It's very irresponsible and inconsiderate to blame her for something so tragic. We should be sending her nothing but love. This opinion was echoed by his lawyer, who said that, I believe he was probably followed. It doesn't make sense to me that the murderers were stalking her social media posts, Florio said. What his girlfriend did was very innocent. I can't fault her for that. Over time, people would wonder exactly what went down and if Stephanie truly had an inadvertent role in it. And slowly but surely, the truth about what really went down would come to light.
And everybody can stop blaming PNB Rock's girlfriend because apparently these people were already at the restaurant's parking lot when PNB arrived. These motherfuckers were hungry and broke, okay? Now they see PNB Rock pull up in that nice S-Class, got the diamonds all dancing, water dripping off his neck. They see the girlfriend also got a bunch of jewelry. They broke as ever. Now here's the thing, man. The father, pure coward, okay? His name is Freddie Lee Trone. He's actually on the run. He allowed his son to get caught. His son was a shooter, so remember when I told y'all he was a shooter? He wasn't a shooter. His son, his 17-year-old son, was the shooter and the guy trying to rob a PNB Rock. He was the guy in the car waiting to try to be the getaway driver.
As the dust settled on the crime, authorities revealed that Freddie Lee Trone, 40, and his 17-year-old son were each charged with one count of murder, two counts of second-degree robbery, and one count of conspiracy to commit robbery. In addition, Trone's wife, Chantel, had also been arrested and charged with one count of being an accessory. In the wake of the event, District Attorney George Gaskin said PNB's killing had dimmed a bright light in the lives of his fans, friends, and most importantly, his family. The accused individuals' alleged actions in this case were heartless and cruel and robbed the world of Mr. Allen's talent. But
want to try a free sample?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
One cheese day.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Signos.
As the investigation has progressed and sentences were bestowed on those responsible, new footage has shined a light on what really happened. And shockingly, it has been revealed that someone in Roscoe's was actually involved in setting up this horrendous crime. In the footage, a man could be seen fist bumping PNB Rock as he walked into the restaurant with over half a million in jewelry glistening on him. As it turns out, this unidentified individual was a regular fixture in the restaurant who decided to tip off Freddie Lee Trone and his child.
This surveillance footage shows PNB Rock and Stephanie walking in. It's lunchtime, 12:28 p.m. As they wait, a man seated to the right fist bumps the rapper, but the couple is quickly taken to a table.
As the investigation details came to light, everything we initially believed to be true was shattered. While it's often portrayed as a robbery gone wrong, the tragic outcome seemed inevitable, given how quickly the 17-year-old was to pull the trigger.
But at 1:16 p.m., a gunman walks inside ready to score.
There was some sort of verbal exchange at this point.
At 1:17 p.m., the unarmed security guard notices the commotion and flees. Seconds later, PNB Rock is shot.
In addition to detailing what went down, more footage has emerged, which seems to have put to bed the idea that Stephanie was either to blame or, as others have suggested, were in on it. After witnessing the shooting firsthand, Stephanie was taken to the precinct, and from the outset, her only concern was checking on him. Initially, she blamed herself right along everyone else.
When I sit down to eat, it was low-key, it wasn't no one in there. When we posted a chicken and a waffles.
This is unfortunately happening way too often.
But as she divulged what went down, she explained that she asked him to remove his chains.
Stephanie, I wouldn't sit here and blame yourself. You guys did walk, too. That's a lot of jewelry on.
Yeah, I told him to take it off.
Tragically, the police had to deliver the news that PNB had passed away. Anyone who questions the sincerity of her shock and distress clearly doesn't have a heart.
I'm sorry.
He passed away?
He did.
Are you serious?
He did, serious. Yes. Okay.
Sorry. Do you have people out here that's going to be by your side?
No matter what happens from here with her life, Stephanie has to carry that loss with her. However, it's become increasingly clear that it has nothing to do with her, and that 40-minute wait for food completely vindicates her. Because what they didn't realize as they sat there waiting for their meal was that the killers were already lurking nearby, ready to strike.
In that photograph was only the food. There wasn't an arm or jewelry or any type of wearable items, nothing valuable on the post. That could not have given enough time to orchestrate a plan.
This is where Tremont Jones comes into the picture. After he fist bumped him, he began making calls and alerted Freddie Trone Jr. to who was in the store and what he had on him.
But what they don't know, outside in the parking lot, a plot is being hatched to rob the rapper of the half a million dollars in jewelry that he's wearing.
Dapping him up, then dropping him is so crazy. From there, Freddie Trone arrived and the plan was hatched. After they discussed what was going down, Freddie returned with his son, who exited the vehicle wearing a shiesty and a purple t-shirt. Soon, things would occur that would change everything for those involved.
As soon as he walked in, he pointed the gun at his stomach and said, "Give me all that shit, or I'll shoot you right now." And he just started shooting him. He took his rings off, necklaces off, took his two watches off, and he made me take my watch off. He said, "Give me that shit right now. I swear to God, I'll shoot you in the head."
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So scary.
Once the deed was done, he and his father fled in the getaway vehicle, and the son tossed his clothes into a dumpster. Afterwards, Freddie torched the car that was utilized to escape, which was a Buick that was registered to his wife. But he didn't know that Los Angeles PD was hot on his trail. In another twist, Freddie made it clear that he'd throw anyone under the bus. When he was interrogated, he promptly tried to shift all the blame onto the shoulders of his son, later claiming he was dangerous on the stand.
He goes by PNB Rock. This is the case that we're investigating right now.
That's really unfortunate. God bless that young man's soul. If y'all figured this guy, my son didn't, why didn't he hurt?
You're in here for murder. For 187.
In the end, the evidence was so abundant that they got a conviction without jewelry or a murder weapon being recovered. Freddie Lee Trone has been sentenced to 31 years to life in prison. Meanwhile, his son, who is now 19 years old, still awaits his fate. But Freddie still somehow maintains his innocence. In the aftermath of his passing, PNB Rock has unfortunately become not just another hip-hop legend that passed on too soon, but a cautionary tale. Although he moved to LA, PNB ultimately lulled himself into a false sense of security based on the rep he had in Philly.
This story comes down to this. PNB Rock, who probably was moving around LA in not a celebrity capacity, he was moving around like a regular guy, but it wasn't a regular guy that was broke. He was a guy who, number one, came from Philly. And that is also like sometimes that's a Trojan horse sometimes, where you come from a place where you're like, yo, I really was in the trenches of Philly. I know how real niggas give it up. So when you go out somewhere else, you're not thinking, oh, I'm a rich rapper that is now seen as sheep, that's now seen as food. I'm a real street nigga. Niggas going, shit, I used to be them. I used to rob niggas. I used to whatever, whatever. You know, a wolf gonna respect a wolf. To a broke-ass nigga, ain't no wolf got $500,000 in jewelry. You get what I'm saying?
While he maybe didn't heed the advice that he should have taken, PNB likely got around Los Angeles plenty of times without incident. But it only takes one time for things to go left and change everything.
There's a part of this that everybody likes to act like, oh, I would never be in that situation. But part of living life is these unexpected, just random events that could turn violent, right? Or could turn deadly. And that's what that was. You have a nigga who's a loiterer. I don't even think that guy was probably a hater. That guy was probably just broke.
Among the most tragic aspects of PNB's passing was that after a few years of economic downturn, he was finally on the right path. After being signed to Atlantic, he finally escaped a deal that he had been trying to evade for a long time in order to go independent. For years, he fought to get out of it and regretted ever signing with them. Wish somebody would have sat and told me to not take the deal. I don't make money off my music, I got paper still. At Atlantic Records, I wanna buy out this BS-ass deal y'all got me in. Y'all been making millions off me for years, haven't gave me $1 million yet. Eventually, he gained his independence when he realized that the figures weren't adding up.
Why are you independent?
Pretty much because I wasn't making money like off of my music like that. You know what I'm saying? Like with the deal that I had, it was just like a beginner's deal. You know what I'm saying? And when we was trying to renegotiate for that shit, it was like I was on my last two albums. It was like we was at a stalemate. And we just really just came to the agreement like, man, we don't want to hate each other.
Like a bigger advance? Because I'm pretty sure.
It wasn't no, like me personally, like I didn't know even about, I was getting a little money. I ain't going to say they wasn't giving me no money, but it wasn't like the money that I was generating, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't think the way they was kicking it to me, I felt like I was like not doing enough, you know what I'm saying? Like I felt like I needed to go harder. But when I started looking at the numbers and all of that shit and the money that you can generate off of these type of numbers, I'm like, hold up.
From there, he got on his independent grind, dropping music through Empire, and thankfully he owned his
time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Masters, ensuring that long after he passed on, his family will be able to reap the rewards of his incredible talent. Although PNB's passing still stings for everyone involved, it has left a legacy of increased awareness of how rappers should conduct themselves on social media and when they're moving through territory they're not necessarily familiar with. In the aftermath, rappers like Kodak Black have clamped down on people recording him, citing PNB as an example of why it's best to keep a low profile.
Check that, man. Don't record me, bro. Get off live. Man, you recording me. I just saw you put the shit. You on live, but you just put the phone to my car, homie. Come on, I'm tripping. You don't see that shit that happened in PNB? You don't see what that shit just happened in PNB Rock, homie? Now, God forbid, but you know, ain't no shit. Bitch, I'm
saying, but at the same time, like, bitch, God forbid some crazy shit, then what?
Yeah, no plan.
Come on, man. I'm tripping.
Despite the fact that he was just flexing the fruits of his labor, OGs understand that it isn't always interpreted that way. In the eyes of Akon, he would have never put himself in a situation like that, as it could be interpreted as a way to provoke those around.
Like, for example, would you pull up in your $150,000 car in South Central and grab some chicken and waffles?
Absolutely not. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna, you know, glorify my success with people that's still struggling.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. I think it's a certain level of how you communicate with people. And sometimes the communication can get distorted because it almost feel like it's this nanny-nana attitude. I made it and you didn't. You know what I mean? Like, most people may not take it that way, but I always calculate what if they do. You know, some people are more fortunate than others. Some been in the game long enough to work hard enough to get to where they are. But for the people that don't know your story, they just naturally assume that you feel comfortable enough to come in my hood and celebrate your success in my face.
50 Cent also echoed the sentiment after what went down in LA, telling everyone that they need to be mindful of the mentalities out there.
A lot of times you watch the young boys, because they'll go, yo, you ever don't wear your jewelry? And they'll go, nah, I wear mine everywhere I go. Like there's not another version of them.
Right.
Like there's not another guy that's just not special. He's exactly like you. He just don't have a song. When you feel like you're going to get busy if you touch it, he feeling like I'm going to get busy to get it.
Right.
Right? And it's the same energy, bro. Like, and you go on, like, it's when you run into yourself, you would have to ask them, big, when you see them have that, nah, ain't nobody gonna do nothing to me. But what about when you was doing that?
Mm-hmm.
They doing a hit in the neighborhood for $5,000. If you come and you got what? That's $800,000 worth of jewelry you got on your neck? You're gonna have to come up off that.
Even though it's probably little comfort to her, the new evidence has finally cleared his girlfriend Stephanie's name. And now, all people can do is apologize. Still, what PNB's passing represents is a manual for how to navigate through the streets of LA or any other major city. Because whenever possible, loved ones need to be aware of what they're posting and what-
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What repercussions it may have going forward?
I do think a lot of people owe his girlfriend, Stephanie, an apology. It's clear that she wasn't the person that was responsible for the chain of events that led to his death. But I don't think anyone should apologize for chastising, and not necessarily her, but chastising the habit of women, men, or anybody else when you go out with someone who is known posting locations. We just got to be honest. So it's not her fault for this situation. But to be honest, this habit of I have to show y'all where I'm at and what I'm eating is something that's very pervasive among certain people, and that shit cannot be co-signed.
Long live PNB Rock, man. Another artist taken way too soon. Till next time, my friends. Peace.